show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, it's Cliffo and Gabby, who was a good little Christmas baker yesterday.
Making me rumbles.
And you made rumbles for producer Brooke Tries.
Yes, but I brought in more than one because I knew Cliffo would get mad if I didn't bring him a sample.
No, you brought one in because I had to try one for the good of the segment.
No, definitely
it was
not.
Purely for the radio, guys.
It was purely because he would get very cranky if I didn't bring one in for him.
Any of those left, by the way?
There's two.
I just want to double check they're still good for the segment, you know, for the good of the radio.
For the good of everyone else.
I'm going to say a shout out to Courtney in our newsroom as well, too.
Yeah.
Who gave us all little gifts and she baked shortbreads.
Well.
Home-baked shortbreads.
She's so extra lovely because I'm gluten-free. She actually got me a gluten-free little Christmas pudding. As an alternative.
Oh, my
God. How sweet is that? She knew.
You're so nice, Courtney. That's incredible. She made the shortbread by hand, and I knew it was by hand, too, because it had the light dusting of icing sugar on the top. Like, you don't get, you know, love like that put into commercially made shortbread in a blue round tin.
Yeah, I hope you're listening, Arnott's.
Yeah, Arnott's. Lift up your game!
Talking unwanted Christmas gifts at the moment, though, because Gumtree have done a bit of a survey and have figured out on an estimation that about $574 million worth of gifts are unwanted at Christmas time. So, you know, you're given a gift that's not really to your taste.
We've all had it.
We've all had it. An estimated 18.7 million presents will be unwanted, resold, regifted, thrown out at Christmas time.
Half a billion dollars worth of presents every Christmas.
And so we definitely encourage the regifting because, you know, recycling and upcycling and all that kind of stuff, great for the environment. But you have to have rules because you don't want to get caught. You have to re-gift outside of the gifted circle that was originally the gifter.
If you've gotten caught. Funny story,
it's a good
story. Like, that's what we want. 13, 10, 16. Yeah. Who's caught a re-gifter red-handed? Please take what Gabby said as religion. We are not discrediting re-gifting.
No, we love re-gifting.
It's a very, very good thing to
do. Be careful.
You got to be careful. And that's the golden rule. Yes. You have to re-gift outside of your original circle.
Exactly.
Okay?
So 13, 10, 60, though, we want to find out. Have you caught a re-gifter red-handed?
13, 10, 60, Stacey's here. Stacey, have you caught a re-gifter red-handed?
Yes. So back when my family was in the Hog Club, what we used to do is buy a female or male gift, put it in the pile, and several years, an ass and face soap. Got re-gifted over and over again.
Oh,
over
wow.
And over again. It just kept making its way back into the pile.
So how many years? How many years did this soap pack get re-gifted for?
Well, I know of about six.
6 years?
Oh, okay. So that's just become a piss take.
Just becomes a joke.
That's just become a joke.
That's funny.
Who's going to get the soap this year? That's funny. Linda, have you caught a re-gifter red-handed?
No, not me per se.
Yeah.
But my partner now, he was telling me about how his mum was gifting his ex-wife.
Yeah.
So she opens the present and it was an electric razor.
Yeah.
Which, you know, kind of odd that your mother-in-law gives you an electric razor in the first place.
Yeah.
But
that is weird.
When she opened the box, it had hair in it.
No! Oh, God, no!
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
That's disgusting.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, foul.
Oh, that's re-gifting a gift that's been used.
Yuck.
How do you even explain that? Like, just wanted to make sure it worked.
Yesterday it debuted. We finally released our Christmas Carol for Queensland. And, of course, we had to get our Carol coach on to give us his feedback. Harsh feedback, it may be, but we do welcome back Mark Holden. How are you?
And did you sort out the auto tuning? That's what I need.
We turned it to 10 as you requested. I think the main marker for success for us now is to turn, because you gave us a splashdown. You heard our singing last week.
Turn a splashdown into a touchdown.
That's what we want, right?
I mean, that would be, what a Christmas gift that would be to your listeners.
It'd be a Christmas miracle.
Wouldn't it?
It would be a Christmas, let's be honest, it would be a Christmas miracle.
to convert a splashdown into a touchdown.
Oh, it's really never been done before, I have to tell you.
Oh
God, okay.
Oh God, we're really reaching for those lofty heights then.
High stakes, isn't it?
Mm.
So again, the inspiration for this, Mark, was where, you know, we're in Queensland, we're sick to death of Christmas carols about snow falling and fireplaces and, you know, warming up and that in the snow. So we've tried to make this as Queensland as possible. If you're ready, we're happy to play it to you.
I've been waiting for this my entire life.
This is the moment. Our carol coach, Mark Holden, will he turn our splashdown into a touchdown? So it's called Pluggers Around the Christmas Tree. Here we go. Especially for Mark Holden. On here.
Pluggers around the Christmas tree. It's a sweaty holiday. Burn your backside on a slippery slide. Throw those prawn shells away. Pluggers around the Christmas tree. Christmas crackers exploding. Later mum sings some Midori splice and she'll do some karaoke-ing. You will get that Queensland Christmas feeling with sunburn. Voices singing past the esky. The mozzie's so damn pesky. Pluggers around the Christmas tree. It's a sweaty holiday. Got your cricket bat, sunscreen on your back, and a Bundy rum for Uncle Ray. You will get that Queensland Christmas feeling with sunburn. Crayfish cooking, cane toe topping. Get the gift cards for Boxing Day shopping. Pluggers around the Christmas tree. It's a Queensland holiday. Forex in hand, but crack full of sand. It's the Queensland Christmas way.
Okay, Mark Holden. What do you think?
God. I mean, what an amazing effort you guys have put in, really. And the word crayfish is in there. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't ask for more. My only small criticism is, should you really be saying buggers around the Christmas tree?
Oh, no, pluggers. Pluggers, like thongs. Pluggers.
I thought that was an adventurous thing. Buggers around the Christmas tree.
No. I hope no one else thought that.
You've got it all wrong. Has our efforts been enough to convert your... I mean, this is a moment of truth, actually. Can we get a drum roll?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm 67 now. I'm getting up there. And it's not that easy for me to launch a touchdown, these days.
Yeah.
It takes a bit of a wind-up. But I have to say... that was extremely good. And now that I know it wasn't buggers around the Christmas tree, I'm going to give it. Are you ready? Hold on.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
It is a touchdown.
Yes!
We got a touchdown. We got a touchdown. Fucking die a happy
it's
man.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. It is. It's a Christmas miracle.
Mark Holden, our carol coach, you have been so generous throughout this whole thing, and to end with a Christmas miracle, a touchdown. It's what we've wanted our whole life. Thank
All
you
right,
so
guys.
Much, Mark
well,
Holden.
You and your listeners have a great Christmas.
You too.
You too,
Merry
mate.
Christmas.
And everyone, see the film clip now. We filmed, there's a whole film clip. It's at Cliffo and Gabby on our socials. Facebook's the best place to go. Big love, Mark Holden. Thank you.
See you guys.
You can get other hit radio stations. So there's obviously just, you know, hit radio you're hearing us on now. But I don't know if you've been on there much before, but you can get like hit dance.
An old school.
Yeah, old school
don't
90s.
Don't ever do it during breakfast because obviously this is the place to
we
be.
We need the streams.
For breakfast.
We
but
want
after
the,
that.
The downloads. but there's like Easy 80s is another one. Yeah. But a favorite at our place, and we just tell Google to play it, like the Google Home Speaker. There's one called Hit Urban, which is like R&B Friday, but all the time.
Okay.
And this was on at our house yesterday afternoon when my 7-year-old daughter, Matilda, provided some brutal feedback on a song that was part of the playlist for Hit Urban yesterday. Now, the song in question was Genuine's Pony.
Oh, okay.
The
all right.
song from Magic Mike.
Yes.
I want you to pay particular attention to the start of the song here, because this is the bit she had an issue with, this bit here. We've heard this before, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard it many a time.
Yeah, that's right.
Very man take familiar his with off this, to this song. Song, yeah.
So that aired, and that's when my daughter gave me her brutally honest critique of the song that we chose for Hit Urban that played on Hit Urban yesterday afternoon. It was so good, I had to hit record on my phone and get her to repeat her critique.
Okay.
But this is what went down yesterday afternoon in my house. So Genuine Pony's on. What did you just say about this song?
I don't really like the start because it sounds like you're burping.
Oh, she's not wrong.
Yeah. Could have been worse, though. She could have said, I don't really like this song. It reminds me of oily men with six packs stripping.
You'd be like, what have you been watching?
What have you been watching?
This is Gabby's weekly wedding update.
Being the end of the year, leading into Christmas, having the wedding in about 6 months' time, thought we'd get on top of the finances. And I wrote out all of the wedding bits and bobs that we still need to pay for and have realised that we're a little bit over budget. And my wish list is now just a wish list. It's not going to come through.
List is now just a fairy tale.
Exactly. When I mentioned it to my sister, though, she's like, don't worry about it. Just go over budget. Who cares? I'm like, well, then what's the point of a budget? Yeah,
don't
just
worry
go into debt.
Money. Just spend it all. Then spend some you don't have. That's my advice.
She's not the best in financial situations, my sister. But 13, 10, 60. How much debt were you in after the wedding? And do you regret it? Like, how do you feel about it?
13, 10, 60. How in debt were you after your wedding?
Yeah.
I'm noticing men calling for
yes.
Isn't that interesting? That men want to own up.
What? How come this happened?
What? 13, 10, 60. So the first bloke on the line is John. John, how much debt were you in after the wedding, mate?
30. We doubled it.
Ooh, you 30. Doubled your budget.
We're talking grand there. 30 grand.
How?
Yeah, you were there, Cliffo.
Oh.
Oh, did I marry you, John?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, this is... I'm a celebrant, guys. I do that as well as the radio as a hobby.
Yeah.
I undercharged if you were 30 grand over budget, man.
Did you regret going over budget, John, or was it well worth the expense?
Nah, well worth it.
Yeah.
You only do it once, right? So might as well have a good time.
Yeah, and I mean,
are you still paying it off?
Nah, we're all sorted.
Oh, great.
Just knuckled down and got it all sorted.
I remember your wife very well, John Lee. You're batting too, mate. So
yeah, that's right.
Worth
that's
it.
30 grand well paid there, son. Thanks for the call, John.
Thanks, mate.
Will's next. Will, mate, how much debt were you in after the wedding?
Mate, it wasn't really so much debt. We had a budget of about 15. We went over 15. And at the end of it, it does make it hard.
Yeah.
But it was totally worth it.
That's hard to stomach, though, man. You had a budget of 15 and you went over by 15. So you spent 30.
Pretty much.
Oh. So is this a common theme that you set a budget expecting to double it?
No.
Because if that's
you
the
know
case.
What? Speaking on behalf of fiance Nev now, no, that is not the rule.
We have had a lovely lady by the name of Brianna get in contact with us in regard to some interesting names she's given her cats.
Yeah.
And you're a cat kind of guy, Cliffo.
Cat guy. We got Tycho, the adopted cat.
I had
home.
A cat once upon a time.
Love if you want to contact us as well, guys, you can anytime. Best thing to do is just call us on 13 10 60 or hit us up at the socials. That's what Brianna did at Cliffo and Gabby on Facey and Insta. She's on the phone right now. Brianna, so Gabby said it, you gave your cats an interesting name. What are your cats named?
We have named some of our cats Cliffo and Gabby.
Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is Gabby the cat a little bit spicy?
Gabby the cat is very spicy. She absolutely is very spicy.
I like how you focus on not the line in front of me. Gabby was found at the dump.
Yes. Yes, Gabby was found at the dump with some of our other cats.
Well, and she needs a bit of help getting socialised because she's not very friendly.
So by the sense of you have multiple cats, are you just a cat lover that has heaps of your own cats, or are you like rescuing and rehoming and that kind of stuff?
A bit of both, to be honest. I'm absolutely a cat lover with some of my own cats, but these cats are part of a rescue that's Street Cat Alliance, Queensland.
Okay, great. And tell me about Cliffo, just quickly. What's he like?
Oh, Cliffo is beautiful.
Yes,
he's
is.
He's very friendly. Yeah. He's a bit rambunctious at the moment because he's still waiting for D-sex, but that's happening on Friday, so we're hoping he'll settle down.
That's where the similarities... Actually, no, the similarities
don't
end there.
Where the similarities...
I had a vasectomy this year.
I was going to say, you're both on the same...
We are not same plan. Tommy cats anymore. Brianna, naming your cats Cliffo and Gabby... That is absolutely so sweet. Thank you so much for the call, hey.
No, that is all good.
Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty 640. Can you handle what I'm about
to do? Last one.
Right.
This is it. They're putting it to bed after this.
Yeah.
Good time. I'm surprised my wife hasn't actually kiboshed it by this point.
I am too. I'm not going to lie. I thought... A couple in and she would have said, all right.
Enough's enough.
That's not fun anymore.
And we got a year and a half out of this.
Well done.
Some juice in the tank. So this is where I write about, you know, normal stuff, normal life in suburbia stuff. But I write from my wife's perspective and I make it erotica. And what a place to end. This is Naughty 640, volume 69.
Nine, appropriate.
Nine. Fine, 69. He sweats like a long cylindrical hot dog in one of those steaming machines you see at Donut King. The sweat drips down the length of him. In my eyes, he's always hot. But today, he is bad boy boiling. He gives the old girl a pump, pump, pump to get the juices flowing. Next, he starts yanking at her long ropey bits. Don't have much choice when the lawnmower is older than the young buck yanking her chain. Lawn maintenance has not been optimal and her hedges are a little overgrown. He is the one to landscape them. It's a big job. He cuts her bushy overgrowth back one strip at a time. After the big job is complete, he gulps down water like a big bold buffalo. It's at this point he makes a declaration. This actually happened this week too. It's about time I bought myself a lawn edger, he proudly proclaims. You've been privy to those conversations,
yeah,
Gabby.
Yeah, it's been real fun.
Imagine how I can straighten up her straggly bits with a lawn edger, he announces. Good luck, I think to myself. If you can handle that big job, go your hardest, boy. Go your hardest.
So many things I need to say. First, cleaning up her hedges. Really bad image.
I thought you were just going to say, so many things I need to say. Thank you for the last 18 months.
Well, when you go on out with sweating like a hot dog, I feel like you've really left us with the best images possible for the
for
final 90, 640. One. I really enjoyed
it. If there's one image I want everyone to take away from this segment, it's me
sweating like a
sweating
hot
away
dog.
Like a Donut King hot dog. Enjoy.
I'm producer Brooke, and apparently I eat like a 5-year-old. But today, I'm trying for the very first time...
Rumbles!
It sounds like...
Is that a rumble?
Rumble!
We're ready to rumble.
Bring it on.
That's the longest intro that a food in producer Brooke Fries has ever had. But yeah, being a Christmas food and a very loved one in Queensland, rumbles were an obvious choice.
Yeah, you've gone 22 years on this planet, producer Brooke, and you've never put a rumble in your mouth.
No, I just never gotten around to it, I guess.
Okay.
Well, I followed the Bundaberg rum recipe because I figured that they would be the guys to know what's good when it comes to rumbles.
We just mentioned this at the start of the show. I've had a couple of bites of Gabby's rumbles and I've had to pace
woozy.
Myself. I've just gone and got a water chaser.
I was worried there wasn't enough rum,
no,
but according
rum.
To Cliffo, there's definitely enough.
Do,
so have
do
a
you
sniff.
Like rum?
Have Brooke? A sniff.
I do like rum.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Do you like the smell of that?
Hurdle one good. Down. So this is how it works. Producer Brooke takes a bite of a food she's never tried, and she's always very generous with the bites. And then we get her reactions. We've got a bit of taste test criteria that we run through. Get it into ya.
Get the rump all into ya.
Get it into ya.
She's taking like half the ball in her mouth.
Ooh.
Oh, geez, she's smiling at your ball. This is...
Brooke likes my balls.
This is a good first reaction, I think. But what do you think, Brooke? First reaction of trying your first ever Bundaberg rum rumble.
I would say it's an explosion of yum in my mouth.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I'm not shocked. She loves chocolate. She likes rum.
Yeah.
Why would you not like a rumble?
Producer Brooke likes alcohol. We saw her at the Christmas party. An explosion of yum. Good first reaction.
Wow, all right.
Flavour. Does this food have a nice flavour?
Yeah, it definitely does. It's like real sweet, but just the right amount of rum, I think.
Just the right amount. Okay. It's like Goldilocks. Texture, because you're a real texture kind of cat.
Girl, yeah.
How do you feel about the texture?
It's actually fine. I think the coconut's a nice little addition to it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit like a summer roll or something like that, isn't it, with the
You've
coconut
You've got to roll
on
it in coconut, otherwise they're too sticky.
Is this food too sweet, sour, or salty?
I think it's
or
just
rummy.
Right.
Or rummy.
The right amount of rummy.
Okay.
I thought there was too much, and you think it's just right. So that pretty much sums us up to a D.
Yeah, that's exactly who you guys are. Would you ever eat it again?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I need to make some for Christmas.
All right, rumbles are on the menu.
Okay, that's a win, guys. That's a one of the more successful Producer Brooke tries.
Yeah.
Definitely better than the face she was pulling after we made her eat spam for the first time.
Or the fruit mince pie.
Fruit mince pie, that wasn't good.
That wasn't a good time.
Anyway. Queensland Police, Brooke will be leaving this morning at about 11:30 if you want a breath over on the way. We'll give you the heads up, guys. Thank you.
It's beginning to cost a lot like Christmas.
Get your double-smoked Oakfield ham only at Cornet Supermarket. Hits Helping Hands.
This is the second last ham we are handing out to someone who deserves it or needs it, or we just really could do with a helping ham in the lead up to Christmas.
Dana's on line one right now. Dana, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Are you at work right now?
Yes.
Okay. This is the reason we want to chat to you, because we've been speaking to one of your co-workers, Amy, and she's told us a lot about you.
Oh, I bet she has.
She told us about the hamper drive you've put in place at work. How many hampers have you managed to put together?
Five.
Five. And that's despite having only about 10 people in the office, is that right?
Correct.
Wow, that's a good really effort, good mate. Effort. Where are the hampers going?
I'll probably drop them to Anglicare, I'd say.
Oh, amazing.
Good
amazing,
on you.
Amazing. We love what you're doing so much, and you're giving so much of yourself to help out others this Christmas that we want to give you a little something to say thank you in the form of a delicious leg of ham, thanks to Cornet Supermarket.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do you bake a ham or do you eat it just straight off the bone?
Straight off the bone.
Yeah, straight off the bone.
Yes, you're our kind of gal.
No mucking about, mate. A helping ham, all yours. Well done.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Good on you. And we've got one more to give away. Our last helping ham goes tomorrow, guys. Ooh. So you've still got 24 hours to nominate at hit.com.au. Thanks to Cornet Supermarkets. Get your delicious double-smoked Oakfield hams only at Cornet Supermarkets. The Hit Breakfast Show.